Welcome to Let's Get Organized. If you're here, you must be a rock star who just wants to get a little more organized. I'm professional organizer Emily Shepherd, and my promise to you is to give you a weekly dose of organizational motivation in 30 minutes or less with no fluff. So let's get organized. Hello and welcome to today's episode of Let's Get Organized. In our first step to being holistically organized, we have to know where to find motivation and how to make a plan. Unfortunately, these things can't be found at Target, but they can be found for free here on my podcast. Hooray! Today, I'm going to talk about how to get motivated, where to start, and how to make a plan of attack to get your ish together. Look, I know it's not easy to find motivation and organize after a long day of work or after a week of kicking butt, but the reward is so worth it. Much like exercising or eating broccoli, it's likely that you'll rarely ever just feel like getting organized. So here are my top ways to dig deep and find motivation when you need to get something done. Number one, set a time limit. Often when something seems ambiguous or daunting, we take longer deliberating or avoiding it than we actually take to get the thing done. If you set a timer, you control how long it takes and you know that you can push through for 15 minutes or however long you set the timer for. For example, if your kitchen cabinets are a stressful mess, set a 15-minute timer to clear just one cabinet out, just one. We're taking lifelong habit change one step at a time. Can you imagine your whole house being organized just 15 minutes at a time? And a little insider secret, you'll likely feel really proud of yourself after that one cabinet, as you should, and you'll keep going. But if your schedule is packed and 15 minutes seems manageable to you, by all means, get it and celebrate every victory. Number two, put on music. Music can turn a mundane task into a dance party or a walk down memory lane. I highly recommend finding or making a playlist or two just to help you get motivated. Choose music you can't help but dance to. If I'm organizing something, I'm either listening to Dolly Parton Pandora, show tunes, or 2000 pop hits. What can I say? You can't sit still when listening to Dolly bust out 9 to 5. I'm just saying. If I'm doing desk work or I need to focus on, say, writing a script for my podcast, I listen to instrumental music. Music can help make a soundtrack for your day. It's fun to play around with different playlists and create things that you truly look forward to listening to. Tip number three, reward yourself. I've heard it said that you shouldn't reward yourself with food, but I hear that and I reject that statement. In the words of Donna and Tom from Parks and Rec, treat yourself. Now, don't bust the bank on a brand new Rolex if that's not in your budget, but a cup of coffee, a pastry, takeout food, a new necklace, lunch with a friend, or starting a new book, these are all huge motivators. An added bonus, if you have a hangout time scheduled with a friend, let them know. Say, hey, talking to you is my reward for organizing my kitchen cabinets, and your friend will likely cheer you on and be a great accountability partner. And there you have it, three really easy ways to get motivated right now to organize the scary kitchen cabinets that you've been avoiding for 6 months. Just to recap, they are to one, set a timer, two, put on music, and three, reward yourself. I know that these all seem like really small things to do, but trust me, they have a huge reward and they can really impact how you feel about organizing. And we're back. Now we're going to talk about where to start on your organizational journey. The beauty is there is no wrong answer. You can just start. The right starting point is totally up to you. In my very wise and professional opinion, I recommend you start with the easiest area first. For example, if your bathroom just needs a quick pickup and your toiletries need to be sorted, start there, and that's a quick win. If it's all overwhelming, I suggest starting in your bedroom. Make this your sanctuary. For me, I can deal with a lot if my room is peaceful, calm, and in order. It's easy to keep organized. You make the bed in the morning, put your clothes in the hamper, and put laundry away when it's done. And boom, just like that, you have set yourself up for success to get ready for the day and to get the rest of your home in order. I think we have both earned a cup of coffee. Before you decide where to start and make a plan, spend a few minutes envisioning what you want your home to feel like, look like, and even smell like. If you've pinned the same pantry on your Pinterest board 45 times, it's likely something about that really speaks to your aesthetic. If you want to be an overachiever, create a special Pinterest board or even a good old-fashioned vision board for your new home who dis vibe. But I will give a word of warning. Pin with caution. It's so easy to go down the rabbit hole and lose focus, but it can be a great springboard to your next idea. Now, let's talk about how to make a plan to conquer your clutter and get your ish in order. You have to set aside time and make a plan. Nothing fancy, nothing elaborate. Open the notes app on your phone or get out a piece of paper and jot down the following. 1. Why do you want to get organized? Efficiency, to get ready in the morning more easily, to get out of debt, to help reduce your clutter, to be less stressed. Whatever the answer is, write that at the top and let this be part of your why as to why you want to get your home in order. 2, list the top 3 areas you want to get organized. Then rank them easiest to hardest. For example, bedroom, kitchen, office. If the bedroom is easiest and the kitchen is the hardest, then rank them bedroom, office, kitchen. And now you have a plan. And 3, approximate how much time you need for each area. Then you can choose if you want to tackle it as one big chunk and knock it out in a day, or maybe in 15-minute increments over a weekend or over a month. A small piece of advice I will offer to you here is to try and batch each area together so you don't lose momentum or feel like you've been organizing your kitchen for a month, because that will truthfully make you just lose steam. We want quick wins and imperfect progress. My fellow perfectionists, please know that everything will be okay. And as Bruno Mars says, you're perfect just the way you are. You can always edit your space later. That's the beauty of getting organized. I'm not grading you. No one will come in and give you a gold star. But if you want a gold star for it, I will happily send you some. If you want to be an overachiever and make a beautiful vision board or an actual roadmap, by all means, go for it. But we are getting scrappy right out of the get-go and starting imperfectly. That is all I have for you today. I thank you so much for listening, and I hope you join me next week as I talk to Enneagram coach Kelly Tibbetts about organizing for your type. I am so excited about this episode, and I hope that you guys tune in next week to listen to it. It'll be a little bit longer than today's, but it'll be really, really helpful and worth it. And don't forget to email me your organizational dilemmas at emily@livelyorganizing.com. That's emily@livelyorganizing.com. This will help me to help you and so many others. Email me your organizational woes, what you found helpful about this episode, what you'd like to see, or even what you hated about this episode. Also, check out my website, www.livelyorganizing.com, and follow me on social media for even more tips, how-tos, and inspiration to keep you going. I'm on Facebook at Lively Organizing and on Instagram at Emily the Organizer. Please, please, please subscribe and share this podcast. You guys, I am so excited about it, and I cannot wait to help you. Now, let's